This was an interesting story. A strange incident took place at the Battle of the Bulge. Some civilians in Luxembourg, and you came upon this middle-aged American.
Oh, that guy? General Patton pulled us out to attack the southern edge of the Bulge, along with lots and lots of other people, of course. But in the process of going up there, God, it was snowy, it was cold, it was unbearable. And as I say, none of us had overcoats because we'd left them all back in Normandy. We couldn't take them with us, so I was in a field jacket, and it must have been 10 to 15 below. I know that now. The convoy pulled off the side of the road in this snowstorm, and we all made for a little farmhouse not too far off the road and went in there just to get out of the weather if we could. We uncovered the owner of the farmhouse, I guess, and he could barely speak English. But we didn't care who the hell he was. Anyway, he saw our patch. We were identified by the patch on your shoulder. Ours was the red diamond. And it had been part of the American forces in World War I. He saw that patch and he remembered it. And in his very broken English, he probably hadn't spoken English since 1918, it finally developed that he had deserted from the American Army, from our outfit, in World War I, and had lived in Luxembourg ever since that time. And he wasn't a Phi Beta Kappa. He was not very smart. But he thought we had come to arrest him after 20 years for being a deserter. Well, we finally persuaded him we weren't going to take him and gave him some cigarettes and a D-bar, which is a kind of inedible chocolate bar that we were issued. And assured him that he was okay, we weren't going to take him in. Yeah, it was funny to think that somebody had lived in that mindset of being a deserter for 20 years and finally thinking they're coming to get him.
And relieved then that he was okay.
I guess. I don't know what happened to him.